for Saturday, August 29th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday. Thankful that we're here together. This morning, we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of John, particularly chapter 11, verse 40. This portion of scripture is titled, Jesus Raises Lazarus. Grab your Bible, open with me now to John chapter 11, verse 38, and follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Sublime Intimacy. And this is what he wrote. Every time you venture out in the life of faith, you will find something in your common sense circumstances that flatly contradicts your faith. Common sense is not faith, and faith is not common sense. They stand in the relation of the natural and the spiritual. Can you trust Jesus Christ where your common sense cannot trust him? Can you venture heroically on Jesus Christ's statements when the facts of your common sense life shout, "It's a lie"? On the Mount, it is easy to say, "Oh yes, I believe God can do it." But you have to come down into the demon-possessed valley and meet with facts that laugh ironically at the whole of your Mount of Transfiguration belief. Every time my program of belief is clear to my own mind, I come across something that contradicts it. Let me say I believe God will supply all of my need, and then let me run dry with no outlook and see whether I will go through the trial of faith or whether I will sink back to something lower. Faith must be tested because it can be turned into a personal possession only through conflict. What is your faith up against just now? The test will either prove that your faith is right or it will kill it. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. The final thing is confidence in Jesus. Believe steadfastly on him, and all you come up against will develop your faith. There is continual testing in the life of faith, and the last great test is death. May God keep us in fighting trim. Faith is unutterable trust in God, which never dreams that he will not stand by us. I'm often fond of saying that we, as followers of Christ, can get too comfortable with the mountaintops. We like to rest there. We like to stay there. We like to have our faith planted there. However, it's not on the mountaintop where our faith is strengthened. It's not on the mountaintop where we are tested, where God molds us a little bit more into Christ-likeness. No, it is in the valley, in the trials of life, where our faith is strengthened, and if we respond correctly, we come out looking just a little bit more like our Savior. What is it that you are troubled by today? What valley are you walking through in your life right now? You're faced with a choice. Look to God or stay focused on the problem in front of you. May you be encouraged today to know that by looking to Jesus, that will bring peace and understanding. I hope you've been challenged today. I hope you've been encouraged today. I just want to take a moment and let you know that this will be the last daily devotion for a couple of weeks. I will be traveling with my family, but I will return back to these daily devotions on September 14th. I hope that you will join us again as we continue on this daily journey of being encouraged and having our faith strengthened by the teaching of Oswald Chambers. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.